Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Mr. Joe Rolfe of Star Home Place. Welcome, Joe.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us today. And first of all, there's a lot of people that have heard the name Star Home Place, maybe don't know what you do. So tell folks a little bit about Star Home Place. Where is it?
It's 2 miles north of Oak Ridge, and Oak Ridge is a good bit closer to Monroe than Oak Grove. People sometimes get the two confused, but Oak Ridge is only about 25 or 30 miles from Monroe. And we have 19 buildings on 10 acres of ground, and the 19 buildings are full of agricultural antiques and, you know, other kind of antiques as well. There are two houses, and then the rest are agricultural buildings that were added outside, like barns and corn cribs and blacksmith shops and that sort of thing. So we're sort of a museum of agricultural history, but we also try to promote the creative economy in terms of economic development for the future. So we're supporting all sorts of creative people that get together and do creative things.
So the creative folks all gather up on certain Saturdays for Star Home Place's event. Now, tell me about what's happening this Saturday.
This Saturday's Community Day, of course, is the one for September, and we have several things that are going to be going on. We invite people to come and share their creative skills without even letting us know. There's no booth fee or percentage taken for anybody that comes and sells things. There is an admission charge of $5 a person, and children under 12 are free. But people come and set up, and I imagine Jim Free will be giving away birdhouses with drawings. Tammy Matthews will be working on a sculpture or a painting. We don't know which. He's a very capable artist. And then we will have a blacksmith by the name of Zach Stevens who will be building who knows what. He's a very capable blacksmith. Oma Frank Lee will be building knives on the forge, either railroad spike knives or dressier, more finished hunting knives. And we'll have Tim Anderson will be building a computer system to be used in a library to help people. I don't know exactly what all it's going to do. And we'll be working on a monument that we're putting up. We'll be working on the construction and design of it. So there'll be a lot of different things going on for people to see, and we hope that other people that do creative things will come in and bring their stuff for us to see.
Now, they don't have to call ahead. They just show up and go, hey, I'm here and I'm a juggler. I'm here to juggle today and entertain folks.
That's right. We particularly would love to have some musicians show up. We have a little radio station that broadcasts just to the yard, and so we can share music around all the buildings. We hope musicians will show up. But we're grateful for whoever comes. It's just an opportunity for creative people to get together. And our biggest problem is we don't have enough use. We need more creative people to show up and do things.
Now, this time, you know, I've been out to your place a time or two, and it is a neat place. You've got, I mean, it's almost like walking back to 1920, 1930, and folks that lived through the Depression and were farmers and, you know, you walk in a building and immediately go, well, this looks like it's just been sitting here since 1930. And look, here's all the guys' tools and everything they had at this farm back during these time periods. One of the things that you guys are working on this week is, you told me, a large engine.
Right. It's a 20-horsepower single-cylinder engine that we recently acquired from a guy in Oregon that was purchased about 1927 to run a threshing machine in Oregon. It weighs about 2 tons and is a very neat old piece of equipment. And we had a similar one that we were hoping to get restored, but we wound up buying this one instead. We still hope to restore the other one, but It makes a sound that one of the people that helped us acquire it said he hadn't heard that sound in 50 years and wanted to hear it again.
Let's see what it sounded like in 1920 when this engine was nice and new.
Right.
Now that kind of sounds like a goose.
Yes, it sounds like a little goose, but that machine is rotating big flywheels and would have been used with a flat belt to hook up to a thresher. We don't have anything to hook up to it yet. We may acquire something to hook up to it, but it's an interesting thing to watch from the days when machinery like that was critical in the farming area.
So 1920s engine, you'll have the knife guy out there, a blacksmith, and this is the kind of thing that you can get your hands dirty a little bit and jump in and help on some of these projects.
Right.
An artist, sculpture, computer building. The important thing is this thing starts up about what time on Saturday?
8 or 8:30 on Saturday, and we usually run till about 3. We have a lunch that's served at 12:30 for a donation. It'll be chicken spaghetti.
All right. If you want to find out more about Star Home Place this Saturday, Community Day, there's a website they can go to, Joe.
Right. There's starhomeplace.org, and star has two R's in it. That's starhomeplace.org.
And that's this Saturday. If you can't make it this Saturday, October, there's another one coming up.
Right. And the second Saturday in October, we'll have our last one of the year.
And that'll be October 14th, and there'll be a guest cook available for that one.
A guest cook from South Louisiana, and we know she's going to whip us up something extra good.
All right. You can find out more by visiting Star, with two R's, starhomeplace.org, or by visiting our website at kedm.org.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
Get the latest information on drug disasters or therapeutic advances.
Our lines are open for your questions about prescription drugs, nutritional supplements, herbs, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday at 3 here on KEDM Monroe.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30, here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.